French native Ludo Roche was seduced by Miami's charms almost 15 years ago.
Miami has that exotic feel to it, especially when you're like born in Europe. So it's the kind of like the dream destination.
It turned out to be more than just a fling.
And then the reality hits a little bit once you've been there for a few years. But
Roche's reality today is that of a more invested citizen, an entrepreneur and a father. His 11-year-old son attends Miami Sunset Elementary. Parenthood is a huge part of the reason he stays in South Florida. It's also part of the reason he and his co-founder wanted to keep their company headquartered in Miami. The company's name is Power Station.
Why are you so passionate about solar?
Well, think about it. The sun is free. I mean, how much is it going to cost you to get solar power every day? And it belongs to everyone. That's so simple.
Describe your product.
It's a transportable solar generator.
If you don't already know, solar energy products can potentially reduce what a customer pays a utility company. Significantly. The solar industry is a complicated proposition for the electricity business in the U.S. It's changed the relationship between utility companies and customers, but there aren't any great answers yet as to how to pay to maintain the grid. In some states, solar companies install panels for free and sell power to customers at a lower rate than utilities. These third-party sales are generally illegal in Florida. As a workaround, Power Station has come up with a leasing plan for the product, the same way you'd lease a car. Their panels are also retractable.
So that when you have a real estate owner on the fence of, do I put solar on my roof or not? Because, well, you know what, I need to re-roof in 7 or 8 years, so it's not really worth it, right? With us now, they have the option that says, look, if you re-roof in 7 to 8 years, your installation can be taken down in a half a day.
Power Station, the company, is about 18 months old. They've completed 2 rounds of financing and point to revenues, but not profits right now. No Florida customers in sight.
But for us, it's never been only about the state of Florida. Our company is on the verge of being global. We're finalizing distribution in the Middle East. There's a group flying from Australia to meet with us and wanting to start the distribution of the product.
According to Roche, internationally minded Miami gave the Power Station business idea the cold shoulder, which is a reason Power Station is headquartered in Switzerland now. It does have offices here.
In our conversation here with Miami, some investors, some community leaders, well, here's what we're in the process of doing. Do you have any suggestions for us? And I was disappointed, said to us, well, if you have a better offer somewhere else, you should move. And I was like, really? Like you guys think you can have a startup community without clean tech? Not all industries are understood the same way. There is a focus on, we saw it ourselves, on software, on medicals. But when it comes to real hardware play, I think that, well, if you talk about renewable energy and solar in particular, it's even worse.
The U.S. solar industry is seeing explosive growth in installations. Between 2012 and 2013, the numbers rose 41%.
It's only a matter of time before either the state of Florida's energy gets deregulated or some of those large players that are looking from the outside in at Florida, like, you know what, let's go and mess with the utility company out here and try to make a change. We'll be here.
But until the political winds of Florida shift, Power Station will explore sunnier markets beyond state lines. Reporting for the Sunshine Economy from the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Karen Rundlett.